You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast. So what does it mean to have impact? I asked this of the participants of the current Write Songs You Love program group just the other day, and these are some of the responses that came back. And for those who remember a while back or on the newsletter, I sent out an example of kind of story stemming, or not story stemming, but like splitting a word into a combination of two words that makes up the bigger word. The example that is often given is the Chinese word for crisis, which is a combination of danger and opportunity. And so it's a fun exercise to take any one word and then just see if you can split them into the two words that you think make up the bigger word. So I asked everybody in the group to try this, myself included, with the word impact. And here's what came back. One person said persistence and inclusiveness. Another said power and transformation. Another one was outward shift. And then last one was collaborative change. So I think it's so cool how everybody's perspective on what that means or how they would define that is completely different. There are definitely similarities in some of the wording and the sentiments, but as you can see, like the variety of how we look at any one idea has a lot of its own personal colorings. So if we actually look up impact in the dictionary, there are a couple of different ways that it's described. There's one as the action of one object coming forcibly into contact with another. So for all the dinosaur fans out there, I know that there are a lot of them out there. That's like asteroid having an impact on the Earth and wiping out the dinosaurs. That is definitely a number of impacts. And then the second definition here is a marked effect or influence. So the reason why I brought this question up, or this looking into the definition of the word impact, is it's a question I posed to the group with regards to what's the impact that you want to have in general, like with your life and with your songwriting. The bigger question had to do with legacy overall, you know, like what do you want to leave behind, or how would you want to be remembered, or, you know, exercises come up sometimes. I actually read a book earlier this year called Hero on a Mission by Donald Miller, who has an exercise in there for you to actually write your own eulogy, which sounds kind of morbid, but it's an interesting exercise to actually go through the process of thinking about, what would I have liked to have done, or who is the person I would have liked to have been, or these are the things that I would have liked to have said or have been known for creating, or what kinds of principles did I live my life by? So nice light thinking topics, hey? Not so much. No, they're good questions though. They're good things to think about, and thinking about them can actually really give you some clarity on if you are actively doing that now. And if you're not and you want to, then there's time. There's time to change those things. And in the songwriting process, if you were to say something like that, if you were to think about those things and put it into a song or a story or you know, a book for the others that write in here, then what's stopping you from doing that? So give it a go. Think about what kind of impact do you want to have? In essence, how do you want to affect others around you, your environment around you, communities going forward? It doesn't have to be huge. It could be a very small circle, and I think that's still considered a success if it's fulfilling something that you wanted to do. And if you can write a song about it, maybe as a reminder, or maybe as something ambitious to strive for, or whatever you need to write, then go for it. So that's all I got today. Think about impact and how that shows up for you in a song. We got some exciting things coming up this month. Gonna have a couple of really amazing guests on later in a couple of weeks. And there's going to be a new session of the Write Songs You Love program starting up middle of May. So if that is something that you're interested in, feel free to reach out and let me know. Otherwise, have an amazing day and keep on being impactful.
Well, it's late in the morning and you've been lying there for hours. You haven't found the strength to leave the comfort of your bed. And yes, your pillows, they are begging for you to lay a little longer. But your belly is complaining, it's aching to be fed. And so you stagger to the kitchen for a taste of inspiration. But the milk has gotten moldy, the shelves are all but bare. Your cookies, they are crumbling, life's in disrepair. You feel like nothing to nobody, and that no one ever cares. You sit down to read the paper, the one your neighbor stole.
Yo.
You flip to entertainment for your fortune of the day, and it's saying, hey there, little Libra, you know your time's a wasting. Get up, put your clothes on, go outside and play. Although you're anxious and you're dying to find a perfect princess,
woo-hoo,
give yourself a holiday and come up for some air. And if you're ever feeling like nobody ever cared, just remember that you're someone to somebody out there. Ticket and you head on way down south. You meet a man in Mexico, sees that you're upset, and he's saying, como esta muchacho, cuál es el problema? You tell him about this pickle that's been bumping round your head and say you're tired of being lonesome and left out in the rain. Well, he just smiles as he slices up his alligator pear. He says, son, you're talking silly, life ain't that unfair. You're always someone to somebody, someone out there cares. Maybe you're an arch rival in a salty competition,
Unguard,
or the run-in someone's stocking at a high-class cabaret. You've been a sliver in a finger, the pain in someone's ass. In the jungle, you'd be a rump roast in the Lion King's buffet. You could also be a treetop on a lovely ocean vista, blocking out the scenic view of a multi-billionaire. So if you're ever feeling like nobody ever cared, just remember that you're something to something somewhere. You hop another plane with your tail between your sandals. You land your feet in the Philippines with a sunburn on your chest. And there's a man out there named Virgil. He's a finger-picking fisherman. Fixes takes a fine kidney law and sees that you're depressed. You say you're tired of being lonesome, it's driving you insane. Well, he pours a shot of tuba and triumphantly declares, he says, boy, you're talking crazy, stop pulling out your hair. You're always someone to somebody, someone out there cares. Maybe you're observant, perhaps the only open mind that really listened to a problem that's been carried round for years. You've been a buddy for a brewski, a friend for late night pizza, or a futuristic laser gun that burned up someone's fear. You're a reassuring smile on the loneliness of days, the calm in someone's chaos when vision was impaired. So if you're ever feeling like nobody ever cared, just remember that you've been someone to somebody out there. Started peeling like a snake's, and yes, you found your way back home with an altered point of thinking. You're restless, so you get up for a slice of chocolate cake, and all that lonely didn't leave ya, that feeling's still the same. So you puzzle and you ponder while you're sitting in your chair. You see your world isn't ending, yeah, life's been pretty fair. You know you're someone to somebody, or something, somewhere. Although your cookies may be crumbling, life's in disrepair. You're never nothing to nobody, lots of people care. So if you're lonesome and you're feeling like pulling out your hair, just remember that you're someone to somebody out there.